This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Afghan officials say a bomb exploded near a school in a majority Shiite district of West Kabul, killing dozens of people, many of them young students. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
The Taliban condemned the attack, apparently aimed at civilians, and denied any responsibility. Ambulances were rushing to evacuate wounded from the scene of the blast near the school. While no one has claimed responsibility for the bombing, previous often brutal attacks in this neighborhood have been claimed by the Afghan Islamic State affiliate. The radical Sunni Muslim group has declared war on Afghanistan's minority Shiite Muslims. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Two southern states in India became the latest to declare lockdown Saturday as coronavirus cases surged at breakneck speed across the country. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
While the country's northern and western areas have borne the brunt of the pandemic, southern states are now seeing a surge in infections. Tamil Nadu said it would move from a partial to a full lockdown on Monday, stopping public transport and shutting state-run alcohol retailers. And neighbouring Karnataka extended a total shutdown late on Friday. India is yet to impose a national lockdown as it did during the first wave last year, but around half of all its states have imposed a total shutdown. Although the country has administered over 167 million vaccine doses, its rate of inoculation has fallen sharply in recent days. Only around 2% of its 1.4 billion people have received the two doses needed to be fully immunized.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The torch relay for Tokyo 2020 finished its leg in Nagasaki Prefecture on Saturday. The Olympic torch relay will be held across Japan before ending.